Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
In the heart of Newtown, Connecticut, an eerie silence hangs over an abandoned campus that was once the site of mental health treatment and institutional care. Fairfield Hills Hospital, long since closed, is now known for something far darker than its troubled past. The hospital, once home to thousands of patients, has earned the grim reputation of being one of the most haunted locations in Connecticut. Over the years, stories of ghostly apparitions, strange noises, and inexplicable occurrences have only added to its mystique. Was the atmosphere of fear and isolation that permeated the hospital grounds enough to leave a lasting impression on its former patients and staff? Or are there more sinister forces at work? Today, the unsettling history of Fairfield Hills Hospital, examining the tragedies and the paranormal events that have made this place the subject of so many chilling reports. But as with any haunting, the truth may be more complicated than it seems. Are you ready to uncover the secrets of Fairfield Hills? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. Fairfield Hills Hospital opened its doors in 1931 at a time when mental health care in the United States was undergoing significant changes. Located in the quiet, rural town of Newtown, Connecticut, the hospital was initially established to treat individuals with mental health disorders, especially those whose conditions were deemed too severe to be cared for in their communities. The sprawling campus, with its numerous buildings and expansive grounds, was designed to house hundreds of patients, offering them a sense of peace far removed from the bustle of urban life. During its early years, Fairfield Hills was heralded as a state-of-the-art facility with a commitment to providing compassionate care. Its secluded location was seen as an asset, allowing patients to live in relative isolation, free from the distractions of the outside world. However, as time passed, the hospital began to take on a darker reputation. The rise of psychotropic medications, combined with the changing views on mental health treatment, meant that long-term institutional care began to fall out of favor. Yet despite these advancements, Fairfield Hills remained a place that struggled with outdated practices and overcrowding. Patients were often subjected to treatments that were more punitive than therapeutic, such as electroshock therapy, lobotomies, and physical restraints, leading to accusations of cruelty and neglect. As the years passed, the mental and emotional toll on both patients and staff began to show. The hospital became infamous for its mistreatment of patients, and by the 1960s and 70s, reports of abuse, neglect, and even medical experimentation surfaced. Many patients, stripped of their dignity and autonomy, spent years, sometimes lifetimes, within the hospital's walls, with little chance of ever leaving. As the hospital's dark practices continued, Fairfield Hills started to be seen not just as a medical institution, but as a place where trauma festered. Both for the patients who entered its gates and for the families who were left behind. In the early 1990s, the state of Connecticut began to shut down many of its psychiatric hospitals, including Fairfield Hills. its deteriorating infrastructure, coupled with the growing belief that mental health care could be handled outside of institutional walls, led to the hospital's closure. By 1995, the campus was abandoned, left to decay in silence. But the damage, both psychological and physical, had already been done. With no staff to maintain the buildings and no patients to care for, Fairfield Hills slowly fell into disrepair. However, even as the hospital crumbled, rumors began to spread about strange happenings at the site. Those who ventured onto the property spoke of eerie occurrences, cold spots in the air, the sense that they were being watched, and most chilling of all, the occasional report of figures moving through the abandoned halls. Were these simply figments of an overactive imagination, or was something more sinister at work? As the years went on, more and more people found themselves drawn to the hospital's ruins, eager to explore its haunted history. One of the earliest reports of paranormal activity came from a group of local explorers who ventured onto the grounds in the late 1990s. According to their accounts, as they wandered through the abandoned buildings, they began to hear unexplained noises, faint footsteps, whispers that seemed to come from nowhere, and doors that creaked open on their own. Some reported the feeling of being followed, a sensation that made the hairs on the back of their necks stand on end. These eerie encounters were just the beginning, as the once quiet grounds of Fairfield Hills would soon become the center of a growing number of ghost stories. While many of these early reports were dismissed as mere exaggerations or the effects of the hospital's dilapidated state, there was a growing sense that something more unsettling was happening at Fairfield Hills. Could the dark history of abuse and mistreatment that lingered in the hospital's past have created an environment ripe for paranormal activity? Or was it simply the isolation and decay of the buildings that played tricks on the mind? As the years went by, more investigators, some professional, some amateur, began to visit Fairfield Hills, each documenting their experiences in the hopes of unraveling the mystery. Some left with little more than a few spooky photos and a story to tell. Others, however, came away with far more unnerving evidence. Were the spirits of Fairfield Hills merely products of collective imagination? Or did the hospital's tortured past truly leave a lingering presence on the land? The truth, as we will discover, might lie somewhere in between. As the years passed since Fairfield Hills Hospital's closure, the rumors surrounding the site began to intensify. While some dismissed the reports of paranormal activity as the product of a dark and decaying setting, others found compelling evidence that suggested something far more unnerving was at play. Investigators, both amateur and professional, began to flock to the abandoned campus, hoping to capture something that would confirm the stories of ghostly apparitions and mysterious phenomena. One of the most well-known aspects of the paranormal activity at Fairfield Hills is the sightings of figures roaming the campus, especially around the hospital's main building. Numerous accounts describe shadowy figures, sometimes dressed in old-fashioned hospital gowns, walking through the hallways or disappearing into the fog. These apparitions are often seen by multiple witnesses at the same time, making it difficult to dismiss as mere coincidence. The figures are said to be most active in the dead of night, with some reports even suggesting that they seem to be aware of those who are watching them. In one chilling account, a visitor claims to have seen a figure standing at the end of a hallway, staring directly at them before vanishing into thin air. Other encounters are more subtle, yet equally disturbing. Some investigators have reported hearing whispers in empty rooms, sounds of footsteps following them when no one else is around, and doors that open or close on their own. The eerie silence of the abandoned buildings seems to amplify these sounds, creating an atmosphere that is unsettling to even the most seasoned paranormal investigators. In one instance, a group of explorers reported hearing the sound of a piano playing on its own, only to find the room empty when they entered. These strange, unexplained sounds have become a hallmark of the site's haunted reputation. As unsettling as the apparitions and noises are, perhaps the most disturbing phenomenon at Fairfield Hills is the chilling sensation many visitors experience while on the grounds. Numerous accounts describe a sudden, intense feeling of dread or unease, as though they are being watched by an unseen presence. One investigator recalled feeling an overwhelming sense of panic upon entering the main building, despite there being no obvious source of danger. The sensation was so strong that it prompted them to leave the site immediately, though they could not explain why they felt such an intense emotional reaction. Another unsettling aspect of the paranormal activity at Fairfield Hills is the reported occurrences of objects moving on their own. Poltergeist-like phenomena, where items are inexplicably displaced or thrown across rooms, have been documented by several visitors. In one case, a camera was reportedly knocked from a table, even though no one was near it. Other investigators have found objects out of place in rooms that were previously sealed off, suggesting that something or someone was tampering with their equipment or belongings. These types of disturbances have led many to believe that the spirits haunting Fairfield Hills are not passive entities, but rather active participants in the eerie events taking place. Of course, there are those who argue that the paranormal activity at Fairfield Hills can be explained away by environmental factors. The hospital's decaying infrastructure, with its crumbling walls, rotting wood, and exposure to the elements, could easily cause strange noises and unsettling sensations. The effects of mold and mildew on the brain have also been known to cause hallucinations, dizziness, and feelings of paranoia, symptoms that could easily explain some of the eerie experiences reported by visitors. Additionally, the power of suggestion plays a significant role in paranormal investigations. When people expect to encounter something supernatural, their brains are more likely to interpret ambiguous stimuli, like a creaking floorboard or a flickering light, as evidence of ghostly activity. Yet despite these rational explanations, many who have experienced the strange phenomena at Fairfield Hills insist that something more unexplainable is at play. The consistency of the reports, along with the eerie atmosphere of the place, has led many to believe that the hospital's haunted legacy is rooted in the suffering of those who lived and died within its walls. As paranormal investigations continue to grow in popularity, a more comprehensive picture of Fairfield Hills began to emerge. Reports from different groups of investigators started to align, with many documenting similar experiences. One of the most widely reported occurrences involves the feeling of being followed by an unseen presence, often described as a cold, creeping sensation that lingers in the air. Some visitors have claimed to have seen figures moving in the distance, only for them to vanish when approached, while others have heard voices calling out their names even when no one else was around. However, it wasn't just the physical manifestations of ghosts that intrigued investigators. In the age of modern technology, tools like EVP, electronic voice phenomena, recordings became essential in capturing any residual sounds left behind by the spirits of the hospital. Some investigators were able to record strange, disembodied voices, which they believed were the voices of former patients or staff who had once worked at Fairfield Hills. These EVP recordings are often chilling to listen to, as the voices are typically faint, distorted, and difficult to understand. Yet for those who believe the voices are clear evidence that something beyond the physical realm is still active at Fairfield Hills. Despite the wealth of evidence presented by paranormal investigators, some skeptics remain unconvinced. They argue that many of the supposed hauntings can be explained by psychological factors, such as the power of suggestion, the emotional weight of the site, or the natural processes of decay that can create unsettling noises. Still, the stories of ghostly apparitions, poltergeist-like activity, and strange EVP recordings continue to draw people to Fairfield Hills, eager to uncover the truth behind its haunted reputation. The question remains, are the spirits of Fairfield Hills simply the result of overactive imaginations, or is there something more to the haunting? As new investigators continue to explore the hospital, the mystery only deepens. As we wrap up the haunting history of Fairfield Hills Hospital, it's clear that the lines between reality and the supernatural are often far more blurred than we care to admit. The paranormal activity at Fairfield Hills, whether it's the ghostly apparitions, the inexplicable sounds, or the disembodied voices caught on EVP, raises more questions than answers. Is the hospital truly haunted by the tormented souls of patients and staff, or is it simply a product of the human mind's tendency to fill in the gaps with the supernatural? There are undeniable psychological factors at play here. The power of suggestion can be overwhelming in such a setting, an old abandoned hospital steeped in a history of mistreatment and trauma. Is it any surprise that those who venture onto the grounds experience the sensation of being watched or the unshakable feeling of dread? Environmental factors like the decaying infrastructure, mold, and dampness can also play tricks on the senses, making ordinary noises seem otherworldly. But then again, some of the experiences shared by witnesses don't fit neatly into these rational explanations. The figures seen moving through the hallways, the doors that open and close on their own, and the eerie, inexplicable cold spots, these events don't simply arise from faulty wiring or old wood. Perhaps it's the place itself, soaked in history, that creates an energy of its own. Trauma, mistreatment, and neglect leave lasting scars on the environment, and in the case of Fairfield Hills, it seems that those scars may have given rise to a haunting that refuses to fade away. But as with all things paranormal, the question remains, are we dealing with the echoes of the past, or is there something more active, more intelligent at play here? Whatever the answer may be, Fairfield Hills Hospital stands as a chilling reminder of how the past can leave a mark on the present. And whether it's ghosts, memories, or simply the weight of history itself, something is undeniably still there, lurking in the shadows of the abandoned buildings. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes, and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.